We took it all. We brought them to our land. An endless night. Ember hot and icy cold. The rage of the earth. We made this curse. Carved it in the blood on our backs. We did not see. We could not, but she did. And in the end...
What will I become?
Senua Saga. Hellblade 2.
Play it now with Game Pass.
Amateur Traveler, episode 836. Today, the Amateur Traveler talks about beaches, nutmeg and rum, waterfalls, chocolate, and carnival as we go to Grenada. This is Chris Christensen from Amateur Traveler. Let's talk about Grenada. I'd like to welcome back to the show Caleb Sidem from Indiana, although also from the island of Grenada, but we'll get into that, and who has come to talk to us about the island of Grenada. Caleb, welcome back to the show.
Thanks. It's great to be back, and I'm glad we can talk again.
Well, I say from the island of Grenada, you have been going to med school on the island of Grenada for a couple of years.
That's right.
And the last time you came on, you also talked about an island or islands, and that was in French Polynesia. So I see a theme here.
It's funny you mentioned that. I was thinking about that earlier. It's tropical islands are my theme. Let's keep it going.
Although you did part of your study while you were in med school from Tanzania, so that's a whole other story, but we won't get into that today.
That is true. But yeah, that's a story for another time.
So I think we've talked about your connection to Grenada. If we wanted to put it on a map for people, we're in the Lesser Antilles.
That's correct. So the Grenada, when you put an address, they usually say Grenada, West Indies. So it's a couple hundred miles north or so of Venezuela. So we're very close to South America there.
Okay. So in the southern part of the Lesser Antilles, that's what I couldn't remember. Okay. And why should someone go to Grenada besides med school? And
besides being a medical student, if you want to go to Grenada, there's a couple reasons I would suggest. So Grenada, when I think about it, I think about it as more authentic. People can think of places like Jamaica or Cancun, which are full of these resorts and crowded with people. But Grenada, while it is a tourist destination, it's not very crowded, and it doesn't have that same kind of scene as a place you would see in like Cozumel, Cancun. So I feel like it's more authentic. It's more pure Caribbean than some of the big touristy destinations.
Cool. And what kind of itinerary are you going to recommend for us?
So, and Grenada is a fairly small island. And most of the stuff you will be doing is located in the southwest of the island. So within a week, we can talk about some of the other items you can do. Most of the experiences are easily within a day trip from where you'll generally be staying. And a lot of it is based around resorts and beaches. So there's plenty to do.
I feel like the island could fit inside of the city I live and still have room around it for more of the city of San Jose. We're talking about an island that's, what, 12, 15 miles from end to end?
Yeah, so I think it's what they said, 20 to 22 miles north to south by about 12 miles east to west.
Okay, got it.
So it's very easy to traverse around the island in the course of a day.
So where are we going to base ourselves? Where do you recommend?
Okay, so in Grenada, they have what they term the city and the countryside. So the city is, everything's broken up into parish. So this will primarily be St. George's Parish, which is in the southwest of the island. That's where the airport is.
Right.
There's the city of St. George, which is the capital, and then the areas of Lancipine and Grand Anse. Those are where you will find most of the resorts, like the Sandals is there. They just built a new one called Silver Sands. And so that's where most of the touristy-ish resorts will be.
Okay. But that doesn't answer the question of where you would recommend we stay.
Where I would recommend you stay, I guess it really depends on what you're looking for. Again, if you're looking for more of that resort feel where everything's there, of course, the Grand Anse Resort area, Grand Anse Beach, Magazine Beach, which is in that southwest part, is fine. But if you start getting into the countryside, which is everything away from that little peninsula, if you look on a map, Grenada has a little peninsula in the southwest, and that's where most of this is. But away from that, there are Airbnbs you can get, which is more in the rainforest, which is more in the countryside where most of the people live. But I would recommend if you're coming on vacation, you would stay in that Southwest Peninsula, so around the Grand Anse, Lancipine area.
Okay. And what are we doing day one?
So day one, my suggestion is you fly in. Grenada has direct flights from Miami, New York City, and seasonally from Charlotte and Toronto. So you can fly in, get to your resort. And Grenada is well known for their beaches. If you think about the white sand Caribbean beaches, that is Grenada. So I would get to your resort, I would settle down, and then I would go to the beach. Magazine Beach is one of their more prominent. That's the one they like to put on all their postcards. But the other really famous one that they have is Grand Anse Beach, which stretches for several miles along the coast near St. George. And it's absolutely perfect. They have some bars and restaurants around there, and we can get into that a little later. But pristine white sand, warm waters, and you can see a lot of sea turtles sometimes. So that's what I would do is day one. Settle in, go to the beach.
Okay.
There's many things you can do after that. So let's start with a little bit of history. So Grenada was originally spotted by Christopher Columbus, then it was colonized by the French, and then it was colonized by who else but the British. And so it was a plantation island for a long time. They grew sugar cane, and nowadays they are also growing cocoa and nutmeg, and so, oh, which are some of their biggest export crops. Yeah. And so around the island, you can find several things to do in regards to that. They have plantations like the Westerhall Plantation, for instance. They still make rum out of their own sugar cane, and that is a very popular distillery on Grenada. You'll see Westerhall rum everywhere. You can also go up north to Diamond Chocolate Factory, where they'll grow the cocoa in that local region, and the farmers will bring it in and they'll press it into chocolate right there, and you can buy it straight from the factory. They also have up north what's called Antoine River Distillery, where again they grow their own sugar cane, and they still distill the sugar cane down into rum the way they used to do it. The guide said 300 years. They've been doing it the same way for about 300 years, using a lot of the same type of machinery. So okay, there's plenty of stuff to do in terms of like their agriculture. You'll find that in Grenada, they're very proud of their nutmeg. It's on the flag. It's in their ice cream. It's on everything.
It's on the flag. Why did I never catch
that? If you look
that
at the Grenada flag, it's centered off to, should be the middle left. That is a nutmeg.
Huh. Okay. I would not have guessed that.
So okay, in terms of agriculture, they're very proud of it. And again, there's that history of the plantation, so you can find sugarcane, chocolate, and nutmeg are the biggest. So if you like a little bit of agriculture, and especially if you like rum, there's plenty of that to go around. Okay. So that's what I would do. You can take taxis, or there are some public transportation, and these plantations are spread a little bit throughout the island, but you can definitely easily see most of them in a day trip. So that's one thing I would suggest. And there are companies that will take you specifically on tours of these plantations.
Now, okay,
if history may not be your thing, luckily Grenada has a lot of scenic beauty, so we'll definitely talk about that. Grenada is an island, so it's a tropical island at that. So if you're a scuba diver, or if you love snorkeling, mm-hmm, they have excellent facilities for both of those activities.
Okay.
So there's a couple companies that you can take out of the Grand Anse area, and they'll take you to one of their favorite places. It's called the Sculpture Garden, where they've had local sculptors over the years make sculptures of anything from like a typewriter to Jesus holding his hands up, and they've sunk them to the bottom of the ocean, and now coral's starting to grow on it. So they love to take you to the reef and the sculpture garden. You can scuba dive or snorkel down, see the fish, take your pictures, try to swim all the way around the ring of statues that they have if you can hold your breath long enough.
Got it. It's interesting how many places are doing this nowadays, and I don't know who started it. I wish I did, but it's popular. That's the reason why more and more places are coming up with something like this.
And again, like you, I don't know who started it either, at least the broader trend. But yeah, it's very popular and many tourists are taken out to this particular area. I would say it's probably the most popular scuba diving snorkeling place on the island.
Got it. Okay.
And then beyond that, again, still with if you want snorkeling or scuba diving, they'll take you to some other bays along the coast. There's some other shallow areas, beautiful, easy reefs to access, good wildlife. And when we went the last time, we also saw a pod of dolphins. And so the boats will take you out and they'll play around with the dolphins. And so you never know what you're going to find on that.
Got it.
Now, if you're less of the aquatic activity kind of person, there are more land-based activities. So again, Grenada is a tropical island. And in this, it's volcanic. So in the center, it's more mountainous, which brings to a rain cloud forest. And with that, they're also very popular for their hiking and their waterfalls.
Okay.
And so there are several places I would recommend. Again, these are easy day itineraries you can take. There are companies that will take you on these hikes, or you can rent a car and go yourself. They're pretty easily marked and easy to get to. The first place I would recommend is Grand Etang National Park. It's pretty much in the center of the island. It's not too far from St. George's. One of their popular attractions is their lake, but also their hiking. They have several hiking trails that'll take you up to some of the highest points on the island, and you can get excellent vistas from there, looking out across all directions of the island. But one of the most popular attractions at Grand Etang is what are called their Mona monkeys. So, so Mona, or who they like to call their monkeys Mona, but that's actually their real species. They were brought to the island and they're very friendly. They'll come up, you can stick your arm out, they'll get on your arm, they'll crawl up and across your shoulder. And they're just a very popular attraction.
When I think of interactions with monkeys in other places, they tend to be more pesky, let's just say, in places where I've interacted with them, where they're stealing women's purses and things like that.
It was, to your point, it was strange for me too. You'd mentioned I'd been to Tanzania at some point, and I think about the vervet monkeys that are there,
right?
Who will play around with you to try to steal your food, and you try to avoid them. But they're completely different here on Grenada. The Mona monkeys are absolutely calm, easy to get along with, and they're fun just to get a picture of them with you, with them on your shoulder.
Interesting.
Yeah, I would highly recommend Grand Etang National Park. Personally, I think Grand Etang National Park is one of the best natural places on the island if you're looking for a day out to go hiking or just to see the rainforest.
Okay. And I'm seeing that the elevations in the island go up to about 1,700 feet. So some reasonable elevation when you consider that it's only 10 miles across.
Oh, exactly. And do note, too, if you're going to be driving or riding, there are switchbacks up through these mountains.
Yeah, I was going to say, I don't see a single straight road on the island.
No.
Oh, except for maybe the runway.
You're right. Unless you're in that little grand ant stretch, it's all curving and switchbacks. So if you get motion sick, heads up, you may want to take some medication or prepare wisely for that. So beyond that, Grenada, I was also, I think, mentioned earlier, has several waterfalls you can go to that are quite popular. Concord Waterfall is a particularly easy one to get to, and a lot of tour companies take people there on their day tours. The other popular ones that people like to go more for a day trip are called the Seven Sisters Waterfalls. As its name suggests, there are seven waterfalls that come down sequentially. And most people like to go hike up to them. And then, of course, it's hot. So then you can get in your bathing suit and jump in, jump off the top of the waterfalls. The other popular one is called Annandale Falls. It's a little smaller, but what makes it more unique is they have a restaurant that sits there by the falls. So you can sit, eat, and watch waterfall and the stream that runs by. And that's an easier to get to. It's not really a hike. So it just depends on what more of your taste is.
Got it. What else are we going to do in Grenada?
So we've talked about the natural side of things. We've talked about some of the more historical side of things.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Grenada is in the Caribbean, and a lot of their culture revolves around rum. So if you love rum,
right,
you'll have plenty of it. But a popular thing to do in Grenada is they have booze cruises that go out of the Grand Anse area, and they're about 4 hours. They'll come pick you up on a catamaran, and they'll uh-huh. sail down the coast. They'll take you to that area of the sculpture garden. So you can either drink and dance on the boat. You can also go snorkeling down to the sculpture garden. And they usually provide a small meal. And so you can just kind of party for several hours in the evening and just relax if that's something you enjoy.
Okay.
But I don't think talking about Grenada would be complete unless we give a little more time to their beaches.
Okay.
As I mentioned before, Grenada is well known for their beaches, and there are several options to choose from throughout the island. But we'll start with Magazine Beach, which again tends to be the one they showcase on a lot of their postcards and literature. That is close right. to the Sandals Resort, basically right off the airport. And that's the one that most people go to. Beautiful white sand, sits back in a little cove in a bay. And right off of that is the Aquarium Restaurant, which is also popular with most tourists. So you can go for lunch on Sundays. They have a barbecue. You can go for lunch, and then you can go lay out on the beach and enjoy yourself for the day. Grand Anse Beach is also the other very popular beach. That's where a lot of the cruise ship tourists end up coming through.
Okay.
That's the one that's about 2 miles long. A lot of the resorts also sit on that beach. But again, it's beautiful white sand. I've seen sea turtles there many times, so just look out for them. They also have many different beach bars you can choose from. One of mm-hmm. my personal favorites, and a popular one, is called Umbrella's Beach Bar. It's at the west end of Grand Anse Beach.
Okay.
You can go. They have excellent drinks. It's Grenada, so most things are open-air seating. But if you go upstairs, you can get an excellent view of the bay that leads into St. George's, the beach itself, good drinks, decent food for a good price. So I'd highly recommend.
In terms of price, sometimes when we're in these lovely islands in the Caribbean, there's a lot of things that are not fish that have to be brought in. And so the prices tend to be a bit higher. What was your experience in Grenada?
Absolutely. So being a student there, I not only saw the restaurant prices, but I had to grocery shop. So I saw those prices as well. And you're correct. A lot of the prices are much higher. So a large jar of peanut butter costs about $10. And again, like you're saying, a lot of stuff has to be brought in.
Okay.
So you have to know ahead of time that a lot of restaurants could have a shortage of things, a shortage of food or different items, so they can't always make your meals exactly how you want them. A case in point, sometimes they run out of limes, so they can't always put limes with your drinks.
Okay.
They seem to have had a sour cream / dairy shortage about once a month. So
we had one of those recently here too, for whatever reason, I don't know.
Yeah, with that, prices do tend to be higher for some of those more imported goods. And so just be cognizant that if you go and they say, we don't have this today, that's pretty common around the island because they do have to import a lot of their food.
So order things made with rum, nutmeg, and fish.
Rum, nutmeg, and fish. Yeah, you can't really go wrong with that. But okay. Too, since we're talking about food, another thing you can do if this on the weekends is on Saturdays, they do have a local farmer's market in St. George. And they grow quite a bit okay. of everything from lettuce to carrots to beans. And so they do grow a variety. So if you do want to actually get a little more fresh uh-huh. or just see it, you can go to the farmer's market in St. George on Saturdays. And a lot of the local restaurants will buy their food, their vegetables, as much as they can from the local farmers.
Okay, got it.
And if you find, too, that eating out is a little bit more expensive in kind of the Grand Anse area, they do have an IGA grocery store there, which you can go in and do some of your own shopping if that's more your style and you have some way to cook.
Okay.
So yeah, so that ends up summing up Grand Anse Beach in that whole area. One more beach I would suggest, and this was my personal favorite, and a nice little secret with the students. It's called Mont Rouge or BBC Beach, which if you look on a map, kind of sits in a little hidden cove between Magazine Beach and Grand Anse. It was my personal favorite because it sits back in a nice bay. The water is usually calm.
Okay.
And compared to the more popular tourist destinations of Grand Anse and Magazine, it's usually very quiet. During the afternoon, there's only mostly a few locals. Sometimes you see a few families. But for the most part, it doesn't have that crowded feel that the other beaches do.
Because you're just a block away from Grand Anse Beach.
Exactly. But a lot of people don't go because you have to go up the hill and then you have to go back down and around a hill to get down. Okay. You can hire taxis or you can walk up. But if you get the chance, I think it's the most beautiful and peaceful beach on the island, in my opinion.
ButcherBox is sponsoring this episode of Amateur Traveler, and I'm still working through my first ButcherBox. Packed with dry ice came 4 packets of ground beef, 3 packets of chicken breasts, 2 steaks, some pork ribs, and some sirloin tips. I brought back from my recent trip to Morocco some spices, some Ras Al Hanout spices that go in a recipe I've got for Moroccan chicken. Do you know what doesn't go well with that recipe? Antibiotics or added hormones. In fact, they don't need to be in any of the recipes that I make. And fortunately, ButcherBox doesn't have them. You can have ButcherBox deliver meat to your doorstep. Free shipping is always curated to custom box plans. You can easily find high-quality meat and seafood you can trust. 100% grass beef, free-range organic chicken, pork-raised crate-free, and wild-caught seafood. Humanely raised, no antibiotics or added hormones. Sign up for ButcherBox today by going to butcherbox.com/traveler and use code TRAVELER at checkout and enjoy your choice of bone-in chicken thighs, top sirloins, or salmon in every box for an entire year, plus get $20 off. Again, that's butcherbox.com/traveler and use code TRAVELER. And thanks to ButcherBox for sponsoring this episode of Amateur Traveler.
We took it all. We brought them to our land. An endless night. Ember hot and icy cold. The rage of the earth. We made this curse. Carved it in the blood on our backs. We did not see. We could not, but she did. And in the end...
What will I become?
Senua Saga. Hellblade 2.
Play it now with Game Pass.
Now, you mentioned that the cruise traffic, for instance, is going to tend to be on Grand Anse Beach. If I want to avoid Grenada when the cruise ships are in port, I'm assuming weekends would be more appropriate, that they tend to be coming here in midweek. Am I correct?
No, you would be about correct. So usually during midweek, you have...
About correct is as good as I can get sometimes. I mean,
so. I'll go with about correct, because about 3 days a week, from what I've noticed, during the height of the cruise season, they'll have a ship in port or several ships in port. But yes, weekends tend to be a little calmer from what I've seen. So yes, you'd be correct.
Okay. It's just that usually most ships, the weekends they're at wherever you're flying in to start the cruise is why I'm guessing that.
Again,
so.
You can also get on cruisetracker.com. There are several websites you can get on and look up cruises coming into Grenada.
And find out exactly when they're going to be. Yes, exactly.
Yeah, so you can either go to the beach, or if the cruise ship is in, you can go far away from the beach.
Exactly. That's just a good resource on one of these islands in terms of planning your itinerary.
Yeah. So those are the beaches. Again, there are other beaches across the island if you want to look into them. There's one in the far north that also has sea turtles several times a year. It's called Lavera Beach in the northeast. But in terms of what you'll be doing, mostly touristy, I would say Magazine, Mont Rouge /BBC, or Grand Anse Beach are your best.
Okay. And that is part of a national park as well?
Yeah. Lavera Beach is, yes.
Cool. So we've done some rum. We've done some beaches. We've done some scuba and snorkel. What else is left here?
So I want to talk about a couple more things. I want to talk about some restaurants and some more nightlife stuff you can do. And then I don't think trip to Grenada is complete without talking a little bit about the weather and their most popular attraction, which is Carnival. But we'll get into that in a minute. But first, I want to start with some of the nightlife.
Okay.
Believe it or not, Grenada has some decent nightlife within the Grand Anse area near the airport as well. A lot of students like to go to a place called Container Park. It's very close to the SGU or the St. George's University campus. It's called Container Park because they built it all out of shipping containers. It has several restaurants and bars. Mm-hmm. But in terms of nightlife, if you go on Thursday nights, they have karaoke nights. So go try to sing the best you can and get a little more rum and you'll probably sound better.
Or at least you think you will, which is good enough. Yeah.
Well, at least I always thought I sounded better. And sometimes if trivia is more your thing, some evenings they have trivia nights on Saturdays. So you can do that as well. Just around the corner mm-hmm. from Container Park is True Blue Bay Resort. And they have a restaurant called Dodgy Dock. And on Wednesday nights, it's street food night.
Okay.
So with that, you can go in, you can purchase some tickets, and then they have little food vendors set up, and you go around and you can give your tickets to try the different local street food that they have.
Cool.
But the other popular place is called, technically it's called the West Indies Brewing Company, but all the students just refer to it as Brew. You'll find that okay. in Lansipine, which is a neighborhood right close to the Grand Anse area. And a lot of people love to go there for their homemade ciders and their beers. But the most popular nightlife is on Thursday nights. They have Latin night. So Latin music, Latin dancing. And it's very popular not only with students, but a lot of locals.
Got it. Interesting. I have to say, I've been looking at some of these things as we've been talking and looking at menus. And I realized eventually, because it's been a long day, that I wasn't converting from the currency in Grenada, which is the
East Caribbean dollar
to dollars. And those prices really aren't too bad, actually, in terms of restaurants and things like that I was seeing. But when I was not doing the conversion of 2.7 to 1, they looked a lot higher, strangely.
No, they do. So just a general rule of thumb with East Caribbean dollars, the exchange rate is roughly one U.S. dollar is equal to 2.7 East Caribbean dollars. So roughly 100 mm-hmm. East Caribbean dollars is about 37 U.S. dollars.
Right. Okay.
So, yeah. I lived there for a year and a half, and I still always had to have my phone's calculator handy because I still could never get the 0.7 part in there.
I can do math in my head. I'm an engineer, and yet I am also the person who has walked away from an ATM machine in, I think it was Vietnam. And the exchange rate after getting off a flight and flying for many hours and being jet lagged, I walked away and went, oh, I got $12. It's like, I have to go back to the machine and do it again. It is good to get those things right. And if you have to use a calculator to do it, it's better than getting them wrong.
But the nice part too, is if you're like me and don't want to always do the cash conversion, I have only ever been to a few places on Grenada that do not accept credit cards. Most places accept credit cards everywhere.
Good to know.
I wouldn't worry about, unless you're taking like a taxi, I wouldn't worry about businesses not accepting them.
Okay.
Now, that is good maybe to know. That's carry helpful. A little cash around because every now and again, like other things on Grenada, the internet goes down, so they can't always have their card machines, but
sure.
Yeah. For the most part, sure, yeah. they generally work fine.
Okay, good to know. Yeah, and of course, use a card if you can that has no foreign transaction fees.
Yes, for sure. So I think that about covers the nightlife. They also have a movie theater there that's showing the newest movies. If okay. you want a night out, they have a bowling alley too called Lavo Lanes, which is close to the airport. Also a fun little thing to do in the evening if you want to do something a little different.
So now, obviously, as you've been in the school, which is down here in St. George's, so you're down in the southwest corner of the island, much of your life has been spent down in that corner of the island. If you had the cruise ships in and you really wanted to get away and do one of your further away from their trips, obviously the national park that we talked about in the center of the island, but are there other places that are neat little corners of the island further afield?
Yeah, I suppose it depends on what you're looking for. So the other big city in Grenada, they call it Grenville.
Okay.
Which is essentially on the opposite side of the island from St. George's. But having been through Grenville, it's still a bigger city, but it's a lot more authentic. It doesn't have that same kind of tourist infrastructure that St. George's has. So if you're looking for still a little more shopping, but you're looking for a more authentic Grenada, there is that. More to the northeast part of the island, like northeast central part of the island, they have the first airport up there. It's now just the runway, but they, during certain parts of the season, they have drag racing, drag strip racing. Yeah.
Oh,
so okay. If you can, you have to look up a schedule. I'm not too familiar with that, but they do have drag strip racing if you want to go up and watch the. They also, other little corner parts of the island, if you go to the southeast side of the island, they have a lot more kayaks, like sea kayaking you can do out there. That's also a nice little quiet spot I would recommend.
Okay.
And the Excellent. Other thing we haven't talked about, and I should mention this, is Grenada. We think of the main island of Grenada, but Grenada is actually what they call a tri-island country. So there's Grenada, and to the north, they have the islands of Carriacou and Petite Martinique. And so Carriacou is also tends to be popular with some visitors. There are some resorts up there. If you want to stay in the main part of Grenada in the St. George Grand Anse area, you can take a ferry that leaves several times a week up towards Carriacou and go up for the day. Or if you're not necessarily feeling the two-hour ferry, they do have some flights that leave from Grenada's airport, the main Grenada Maurice Bishop Airport, up to Carriacou.
And I'm guessing from the size of the island that those are smaller planes?
Yeah, they're just very small little jumper planes.
Okay.
But yeah, so those are some off the beaten path places you can try as well that are still part of Grenada, but not part of the main island itself.
Got it. Okay. And if we are looking for bigger crowds, you mentioned Carnival.
Ah, yes. Carnival.
Which I'm guessing is not associated with Lent. It's not in the beginning of spring, but it is associated with freedom from slavery since we're in the Caribbean.
It's actually a mixture of both. So
interesting. Okay.
So yeah, so the history of Carnival comes around because originally the French colonized the island. And so Carnival mm-hmm. has that same traditional heritage like you would find in Mardi Gras in New Orleans, that party around Lent, Easter season.
Right.
But to the slave aspect of it, the slaves were not allowed to participate in these balls that the French were hosting during this period. And so what they would do is they would quietly host their own parties.
Okay.
And so when slavery was then outlawed in Grenada in 1839, all these slaves were then able to take their otherwise hidden parties and bring it out into the streets. Mm-hmm. And so while it does have its origins in kind of the Lent Easter season, along with the slavery, you'll find that Carnival happens in, I think it's the first weekend of August, but it's one of the first couple of them.
Looks like it's the second from what I'm seeing. This year, it's August 14th and 15th in 2023. If I knew what year it was, I would be dangerous. Yeah. In 2023, it looks like it's August 14th and 15th.
Okay. I know it's always in that beginning part of August.
Mm, that's what it looks like. Yeah.
And it's an experience beyond all other. So Carnival, it starts usually on like a lot of people start partying on like that Friday night and that Saturday because okay. the actual Carnival happens on Monday and a Tuesday.
Got it. Okay.
So the weekend before people start partying on that Friday and into Saturday and then come Sunday night, like Carnival Eve, I guess you could say, that's when a lot of the parties kicked mm-hmm. off. And they happen all across the island, and you can find different ones, different resorts host it, different bars and clubs. But the one I went to, the party started at 1 a.m. It started at 1 a.m. Okay. And I thought, oh, I'm just going to go for a little bit. No, it started at 1 a.m. near the St. George's University campus. And then about 2:30, they packed you all into these little buses and they drove you into St. George.
Okay.
And they took you to the second party. And of course, the entire time there's music. My party, they gave you a cup and they gave you tickets for alcohol because rum is just flowing everywhere. Mm-hmm. So music, lights, rum. And then at this particular party, part of the carnival celebrations is carnival is not for the faint. If you don't want to get dirty, carnival is not for you. Because part of the carnival celebrations are paint parties.
Okay.
So people will just have cups of all different colored paint and you'll be walking around and people will just throw paint all over you. And so by the time I got done with party number two, covered in all kinds of paint. So if you do go, wear some old clothes and clothes you don't care that you're going to get rid of. So that was party number two.
Okay.
Party number three. So this went until about 5:30 or 6 in the morning. And party number three, they had a truck with loudspeakers and they just start driving down the main street through St. George and playing Caribbean music. And people, as the morning start, as the light starts to come out in the morning, people just flood into the streets and they just follow this truck and they just start dancing. They dance and start dancing to this music just all the way down. And then more people come out and they bring out the steel drums. People just carry around buckets and buckets of paint. But the dirtiest part, though, is I guess as time went on, there's like a legend or a tradition called the Jab Jab, which is people dress up like a devil to masquerade as that devil. They throw motor oil on you.
Huh.
So by the time I was done, I was covered from head to toe in motor oil and paint. And if everyone, the streets are just covered with paint, motor oil, everyone is just covered with it.
Seems like it'd be a hard place to take a camera and try to get a picture of this.
Yeah, I wouldn't suggest taking any of your expensive camera equipment. But it was absolutely fantastic. If you like a party, if you like more of a very authentic cultural experience, this carnival embodies Grenada to its purest form.
Okay. Just if you're going, pack something that you're not planning on bringing home.
Yeah, essentially. I think I threw away my shirt, my socks, and my shorts that night after that. And make sure you have a lot of Dawn dish handy.
Oh, gosh. Okay. Yeah.
I remember walking into my apartment and the security guard at my apartment is like, oh, you need a shower. I'm like, you tell me about it. But it was a good time. And I would highly recommend if you can go during that period to absolutely attend it. I never had so much fun on the island.
Okay. It feels like you need to have a sense of adventure to attend.
It's not for the faint of heart.
Yep.
But yeah, have a sense of adventure. If you have a little curiosity.
I can almost feel the audience splitting into two parts here. Those who are booking their trip and those who are crossing it off on their list, at least of going to Carnival. Yeah,
definitely go back to Grenada, but maybe shy away from those couple weekends in August if Carnival's not necessarily your thing.
Okay. I think you've wrapped up what you've promised us. Is there anything else we need to know if we're going to go to Grenada?
Yeah, I would just like to mention a little bit about the weather.
Oh, yeah.
So Grenada has two seasons, and with climate change, it's skewing a little bit. But the recognized dry season is January through May, and the recognized wet season is June through December. Even in the middle of the wet season, though, I mean, have an umbrella, but it's just like every other tropical place. It rains for 10 minutes, and then it lets up. Do know that when Carnival is, though, in August, August tends to be the hottest, most humid month of the year. And sometimes I found it fairly unbearable. So do keep that in mind. Now, the sea breeze does help mediate that.
Sure.
But my favorite times of the year usually were late October, December, January, February, because the humidity was almost zero. It was very cool but comfortable, and you had a nice breeze blowing in off the ocean. So that was my favorite time to be in Grenada.
And when it is in the really hot season, say in August, is it refreshing to go into the ocean, or does the ocean even get fairly warm that you wouldn't mind if it was a little cooler?
No, I still find it refreshing. I don't find that it gets unbearably warm where it's not helpful.
Okay, so if I'm going to go and plan to spending a lot of time in the water, for instance, it may matter a little less than if I'm planning on doing my hiking during the trip. So good to know.
Yeah, definitely the water's fine, but yeah, watch out for those outdoor activities.
Got it. Anything else people need to know?
I don't think so. Other than I'm going to say I was there as a St. George's University student. They require you to have a COVID vaccine to get on campus. But if you can go take a tour, I would highly recommend it. It's an interesting little school. They have some nice scenery. They even have lobster fishermen that come in and out, and you can buy fresh seafood. So I would recommend it if you get the chance.
And you were telling me something before we started recording that surprised me, which is how many medical students who will practice in the U.S. are graduated from that school.
Yeah. So the last time I checked the statistics, St. George's University actually supplies the second most physicians to the United States each year, only behind Indiana University.
That still surprises me.
Yeah. And most of the doctors you'll find tend to be on like the East and West Coast. But yeah, you probably know a doctor who's an SGU student or knows a doctor who knows a doctor that is. So we're out there.
I don't know if I know someone, but I know someone who is going to be. Does that count?
I will take it. That counts.
Excellent. As we get to our wrap-up questions, you know what they are. You're standing in the prettiest spot in Grenada. Where are you standing and what are you looking at?
So my personal favorite spot is on the SGU campus. There is a building called Modica, and it has an open air area underneath the building. My favorite spot is when the sun is setting in the evening, because the building faces out to the west. I love standing there and watching the sun go down over the ocean and the island, and it kind of tucks behind the airport. So that's my favorite place, just watching the sun go down from that spot at St. George's campus.
Excellent. And besides the motor oil, one thing that makes you laugh and say only in Grenada.
We talked about the nutmeg in everything, and it is in everything. But the other funny thing about Grenada is because there's only about 110,000 people on the island, everybody knows everybody. So SGU has their own buses for the students. We'd be driving down the road and all of a sudden the bus drivers would just stop. And they just open their windows and they'd sit there and start talking to each other in the middle of the road. Or you'd be driving down and someone would be walking the street and the bus driver would honk and they'd wave and know each other. It still has that very community-ish feel.
Interesting. Very cool. And if you had to summarize Grenada in just three words, what three words would you choose?
I would choose beaches. I would choose relaxed, and I would choose nutmeg.
Okay. And what is the strangest thing you've had nutmeg in?
The strangest thing I had nutmeg in? That is a great question. I've had it in the ice cream.
That sounds terrific. That doesn't sound strange at all.
I think the oddest thing I have is they put it in just about every mixed drink you can get your hands on.
Okay.
So even in drinks you wouldn't think, like they put it, I've had it on my daiquiri before, so...
Okay, that's a little different. I mean, it happens to be one of my favorite spices, but a daiquiri does seem a little odd. Okay, you have me there. Excellent. Well, our guest again has been Caleb Saddam. And Caleb, thanks so much for coming back on Amateur Traveler and sharing with us your love for Grenada and the end of your Grenada experience here.
Yeah, hey, thanks for having me on. And I'm glad I could bring Grenada to your listeners. It's a fantastic place, and I'm glad I had the privilege to live there.
I'd like to extend thanks to the patrons of the show who help support Amateur Traveler financially and also spiritually and emotionally as well. And if you'd like to become a patron of the show, you can learn more by going to patreon.com/amateurtraveler. Big news this week in terms of Amateur Traveler trips. We voted on the trips for 2023 and 2024. The trip for 2023 in September will be to Japan, still finalizing that. And for 2024, we'll be to Morocco, probably northern Morocco this time. Still finalizing that as well. If you want to learn more, go to amateurtraveler.com/trips and join the private Facebook group. And with that, we're going to end this episode of Amateur Traveler. If you have any questions, send an email to host@amateurtraveler.com, or better yet, leave a comment on this episode at amateurtraveler.com. And thanks so much for listening.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.